Lynn Payne is the garden guru. Lynn, I guess it's time to wish you happy National Arbor Day.
Hey, Brent, yes. Happy National Arbor Day to you as well.
And speaking of Arbor Day, last week you gave us some great advice on planting trees. We're considering planting a fruit tree. Do you have any recommendations?
Oh, absolutely. We've got lots of different fruit trees to show you. The popular fruit varieties in northern New Mexico are apple, apricot, peach, plum, nectarine, and cherry. And basically they come in three sizes, dwarf, semi-dwarf, and standard. And I kind of think that these different sizes may be a little misleading, because if you don't take care of a standard tree properly or you plant it in poor soil, it's not going to grow a lot, and it might not ever get larger than a dwarf tree would get. So don't worry too much about finding a dwarf, semi-dwarf, or standard. Just look for the varieties that you prefer, the varieties that are intended for northern New Mexico. And this includes all of our gardening friends in Albuquerque as well. They've been developed to grow in either warm climates or cooler climates. The different varieties of trees require different chilling hours before they start to wake up in the spring and start to grow. Now, in Southern California or the southern states where they don't get freezes, but they do get cooler nights, those types of fruit trees will only require maybe 200 chilling hours, whereas the trees that we need here in northern New Mexico require 800 or 900 chilling hours. What this does is, say if you would pick out a tree that's intended to be in Southern California and you plant it in your yard in Santa Fe and it only requires 200 chilling hours before it thinks it's time to wake up, it might start to leaf out and try to blossom in February. And we all know that's way too early. Now, there's also choices to make in the different varieties. For instance, there is one peach tree that has been gaining in popularity. It's called Reliance Peach. And the reason it gets that name is because it has an extended blooming period. It'll start blooming at the normal time that peaches start to bloom here, but it goes longer. So it may avoid one of those late frosts and still produce fruit for you. And remember, all fruit trees prefer to grow in full sun. Now, we consider 6 hours of full sun or more a day qualifies as full sun. So plant them in the right place and give them the right care, and they will reward you for it.
Where are you located?
Well, we've got two locations in Santa Fe. One is at 304 Camino Alleri, and the other at 715 St. Michael's Drive.
Lynn Payne is the garden guru.